Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Greg, thank you very much for that. Now, when Kate Middleton announced her cancer diagnosis last Friday, she emphasised the time it took to tell her three children what was happening. So what is the best way to talk to young people when a parent is seriously ill? Should adults keep information from their children or tell them what's happening on a regular basis? Well, we're joined now by Wendy Moynan, who's senior social worker at Talla University Hospital, who regularly deals with families coping with serious illness. And Wendy, you're very welcome to the programme this evening. I know yourself and a colleague, Áine Connolly, published a booklet recently called CHATS, which stands for Children Helped by Adults to Talk About Stroke. And a lot of the information in that booklet is transferable to any family coping with serious illness.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I can't emphasize enough how important and crucial it is to communicate and support children and young people of all ages when someone important in their lives has a serious illness.
So on that point then, it can be, you know, very difficult, I'm sure, for parents to try to decide when and if and what to say to young people, and especially smaller children, if there's a serious illness in the family. So how do you know what to do?
Well, I suppose I'd say, you know, for parents, they know their children very well. It is really important to think about the age of the child or young person in terms of how much information you give them and the words that you might use. I suppose other things that are important, I think, you know, pick a good time for you and the child or young person. Have enough quiet time, uninterrupted time. And I suppose another thing to say, it isn't just one conversation. You know, once children are told about an illness, then often they need time to process that information. And they may want to ask questions, and, you know, telling can be, you know, and talking can take place in normal everyday activities like driving to school or hanging out the washing or, you know, watching TV. You know, I think it's very important to be honest with children. And sometimes that might be about that you don't have all the answers at the moment. And sometimes, you know, parents don't even start the conversation because they feel, well, we don't have all the answers. But it's okay to say to children, I don't know, but maybe I'll try to find out and I'll come back to you.
I just wonder, Wendy, how honest you should be if the news isn't good.
Well, you know, I suppose that's always very, very difficult. But, you know, I think if you've been communicating openly with children, and I suppose particularly older children and young people, they may be looking at a parent and recognizing that maybe they aren't getting better and watching their condition deteriorate. And, you know, I think if you ask children and young people what they want, I think they want honesty. They want to be told if things aren't getting better in terms of preparing themselves for whatever may be ahead. So often they're putting the pieces together, even if you're not being upfront with them about it. So it's obviously very difficult.
That's an impossible conversation, isn't it, to have with a child?
Well, I suppose it's often kind of a heartbreaking one. And I think for the adult, they may need, you know, it may be something parents want to do together. And I suppose to give the children and young people an opportunity to express how they're feeling and be supported, to ask any questions that they may have, find out what they're fearful of, and I suppose to acknowledge and I suppose tell them that whatever feelings they have are okay.
Yeah, it's that validation, I suppose, of what they're feeling. And there is no rule book, I suppose, is the other point to make. The other question I had for you, Wendy, is should it be the parent or the person who's ill, should that person have the conversation? And if so, what happens if you're having trouble dealing with your illness yourself?
Yeah, well, look, I think it doesn't have to be the person with the illness, and in certain cases they may be feeling unwell and may not feel best placed to do it. On the other hand, they may very much want to do that. I think it's always okay, and Anya and I say in our booklet, you know, it's okay to have another adult present to support you. Sometimes people want to do it but want somebody else there just for moral support. And I think what can be important is that all the key people in a child or young person's network all have the same information and are kept updated. Perhaps if somebody's going through, you know, surgery and a treatment process, so that the child or young person gets a consistent and accurate message about what's going on right throughout.
And on that point, Wendy, is there ever a time in the process when it might be better to hold back information? We'll say if there's tests being done where there might be suspected cancer or something along those lines, but nothing has been confirmed. You're very worried about it. Your partner's very worried about it. So that anxiety might be seeping into the home. But at this point in time, you know, there's nothing confirmed. So you don't want to worry the children. But at the same time, they might be picking up on the anxiety. So what do you do there?
Well, again, I think sometimes a good place to start is asking the child or young person, what are they worried about? And I suppose if they're, you know, even very young children often pick up on changes in behaviour, or if parents are stressed. Mm. So I think maybe find out what's going on in their head is probably a good starting point. Look, it may not be necessary in every situation where there's still you're waiting for information to talk to children about something that may or may not be, I suppose, that maybe the results will be fine, and then yeah. there wasn't the need to raise that anxiety for the children. So it's probably a judgment call in that situation.
Sure. Okay, so some really good tips there and helpful advice, Wendy, for very difficult conversations. I suppose the key being, you know, keep talking to your children if at all possible and be as open as possible with them. I know you have a link to your booklet. We'll put that on Drive Time social media so people can take a look at that with some of the advice that you have there. Wendy Moynan, thank you very much for joining us this evening.